Now, do they have a new peeling? No.
I have a new dropper. I put it right in the tin.
Oh, okay. Very good. All for you, Gina. No, it's for you. No, it's for you. This is Tina's party.
No,
Now, for the worst study students, am I signing hours? Do you guys have? Faye, do you have things for me to?
I have a new work study
sheet. Do you want it? I trust you. No, no, no. No, no. So, Aaron, what class was it where people were dropping like flies?
We dropped out of an elephant.
Hillary's class, huh? You're it.
Pretty good.
Wow.
Everyone was sneezing in our class.
Yeah,
everyone.
Really
well. Everyone was like,
yes, Dave.
These cookies are so good.
They
really are.
I'm just joking. I think so. Now, Jeff, you baked these yourself, right?
Sorry.
Oh. Did you see they're downstairs?
Oh, yeah. Oh, are they?
Oh, I didn't
know. I've already got mine.
Oh, I didn't know. Should you email me?
Big
I usually go pick them up.
Really?
Oh.
Yep. It looks great. I don't think we've ever had an issue with that color.
Yeah, it's new.
Goldenrod.
What color?
Goldenrod.
It's like my favorite crayon when I was a kid, so. I was like, yes.
Right.
Oh, I want to go up. I don't
know. So you'll bring him to the Melissa, you'll bring him to the party on Thursday.
Yeah, we're out.
Okay.
That's tomorrow. By the way,
right? What did I say?
On Thursday, but
yeah,
oh.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll bring him. I'll be there.
May I have another cupcake?
I already did.
Yeah. I didn't pay you. No, we're gonna pass them around away from you as you walk in.
Well, you know.
I love this one. Yeah. Those are more
like
a
muffin.
Yeah. I mean,
but
they're just my vibe.
No,
oh, the infection.
Oh, I
didn't
grab that.
Yeah.
No,
remember
when
we came in that
tree. Jeff likes
to
free
cupcake. We'll keep them away from there. So everybody enjoyed Tina for the last time. But she's graduating, so that's a good thing. Yay! I've known Tina for 3.5 years.
Wow.
It's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
She's been my best work study student ever. Ever. What?
It's a lot to live up to.
Well, it is. Almost too much. Now I'm used to a certain level, you know, of competence. I've been spoiled for 3.5 years. You sure you don't want to stay another half a year? Of course, I won't be here. But,
but are you sure you
don't
want to
stay for
you know, I tried to get her to apply to our program.
Yeah,
she just refused. She refused.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't want to get my master's card.
Why get the master's when you get the doctorate?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe
I've seen,
we don't have our master's yet.
No,
I've
only got the master's.
Huh?
They made
him a student. Oh, you as a class don't? Oh.
Maybe Tina wants to make sure she gets her
back. It could be. I don't know.
White.
But I think, you know, if you really do want to come back, be sure you get some clinical experience, like work in a hospital or a residential treatment center for kids or a nursing home, whatever it is. Get some clinical experience and then apply. You got some posters. Oh my gosh! We have a special guest. Come in.
I missed you.
She heard about the
cupcake.
We're having our party.
Oh,
hi.
Yeah.
You want some food?
How are you?
She's communicating with her legs. She's waving. I have to wave with my hands or arms.
What's going on?
Huh?
Who are these people? Who are these people?
See, I'm cold. We were around the perimeter trying to get in. Oh, the doors were locked.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we're scrounging around in the bushes trying to find one of the doors that's open.
So which one was open?
The one that's closest to your office where it goes right up the stairs.
Oh.
Yeah, it wasn't locked open. It just wasn't locked.
You have to throw rocks at the window.
I didn't know. Yeah, I couldn't figure out which room it was. Hi, everybody.
You guys know Valita? This is my wife, Valita.
Good.
And this is my baby, Carlin. I wrote about her in the Participant Observer.
Yeah,
and she has a couple of pictures.
Oh my
yes.
God.
So you feel people infantilize you. Yes. People infantilize you.
She is so funny.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
You said this is the party?
Yeah.
You want a cupcake? Go to break.
And you're non kosher. From her perspective, even better.
You made them?
Yes.
And maybe Carl will have one too. She showed the pureed version. So you want to say goodbye to Tina?
Tina's the star. Why is Tina leaving?
Are you leaving?
Yeah.
She's graduating. Yes, it's like a natural bow.
Yeah. Have they seen your baby?
No.
We see you every day in our SMI class, though. You're in the background of one of the laptops here.
I am.
Yeah. Fully bearded and haired and all. I didn't even know it was you. I couldn't.
Oh, the high school
guessed.
Picture? How did it
come? Oh, it was from last year's everything.
Oh, yes, it is.
It's the high school picture?
Yeah. No, that's your college picture.
It wasn't the full.
Yes, it was. It was the
full.
I didn't know it was
the
full.
Wow.
She's in sort of like a daze. She's been here since 8:30. Never made it.
You said it was your cancer.
I didn't
try.
Well,
I didn't remember.
Yeah,
then I looked up. I invited her. She said she couldn't make it. So I'm just as surprised as you guys are. First, we're not getting any training. But you guys did ask. You did ask for her. Right? And you felt slighted when I brought her into the child analysis secondary pathology class.
Is that right?
Yes, everybody felt slighted. Yes. That was 3 months ago.
Yeah.
Better late than never.
She's teething now. I know you say that. I say that every month. She's teething.
4 months now. She's teething. Is she
teething? She's tired.
Yeah,
she talked to
me. Right, exactly. It's really, I mean,
she is 6 and a half months.
She looks like she's going to fall asleep.
It's also really hot in here. She's the 99th percentile in height and weight. So she looks like a 12-month-old, but she's a 6-month-old.
Oh, that's true, because I was wondering why you were saying she wouldn't eat this. But that makes sense now.
Yeah. You hanging in?
You call it pumpkin? I ain't no pumpkin.
No one understands our little inside humor.
Yeah. Sorry to disrupt you guys.
Well, we were just snacking.
Okay. They had some event, like at the Tiller Center, I think for senior citizens, so it's the traffic to get out of here, you can't.
Oh, really? Everybody's bumping into it.
Nobody's talking about the stop sign. Carl, you gonna say something? You gonna say something?
You were saying, you're so talkative any other time.
Huh? Are you shy now?
What's going on?
You're shy?
Yeah, you guys want to see the football hold?
Yeah.
Well, listen, you know, it's an animal.
Yep, I know, I wanted to see it.
It doesn't really work with a 20-pound
baby. 21-pound.
Oh,
so this is how it.
There we go.
She's really too big for it now.
I yeah.
Mean, it looks kind of stupid.
She's like, Tina,
how big? She's so light.
She's done
she's
this
used
her
to
whole
it.
Life.
This is all she knows.
There's no way to hold a baby.
That's no way to hold a baby. One of the undergrads told me that.
You're right. I don't know anything about children.
I'm scared, a little stimulated.
Uh-oh.
There we go.
She's usually a lot more excited about that, but I think she's like,
Yeah. You mean for Yvonne? Well, in theory, yes. In theory, we're in our mind, we're getting ready
to so much. Are
you so? Like 600 packets of formula, 800 diapers. We're taking it, we're boxing it like we're shipping it. We're
gonna buy the car.
It's a whole
bunch of carols without the L.
You know, they pay for extra. So shipping over there is really good.
It's overwhelming, but in a good way.
It'll be a sigh of relief, exactly.
Are you ready to go for fun?
Very good.
Oh, my.
Does she want to learn how to code?
Reflective functioning?
Can
you interpret the behaviors of your mom together in terms of mental state?
I had her on the floor in my office and guess. I had on the floor in my office and guess what she went right for?
Rosemary?
No, on the floor. So think about what she does at home. What does she immediately?
She went for an electrical socket.
She found the surge protector and she's like.
Have you seen her yet?
No.
Oh, this is Carlin.
It's
my baby.
Oh.
Oh. I didn't know you had a baby.
You saw her at Eric's dissertation class, right?
But she was on Skype.
Yeah.
I did. That's why I'm confused.
Huh?
I guess I got confused because I remember in the meet and the Skype, but
yeah.
But you didn't see her in person.
Oh. Yeah, I was wondering. I'm like, hey, dear. Yeah. Yeah. Now how old is she now?
She's 6.5 months.
Wow.
So you saw her through Skype, but not
the virtual
person. A virtual.
Person. Oh, you heard her. She studied most of it, but she was awake, I think, for part of it.
Yeah.
She was in her sling. Eric's dissertation proposal put her right to sleep. Yeah, she was asleep most of the time. See, we're disrupting the research team meeting.
I have to check.
We're going to go to family check-in now. So.
Give a little time.
You do? Do you work with babies this young?
I have. Not for family check-in.
I'm like
you. For
family check-in. How old is she?
Okay, so you'll still be in New York City. Disappear completely. But the mental health?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're graduating already. I'm like, where's Tina going? What do you mean? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Are you interested in social work at all?
A child care center is actually in this very building.
Oh, in this building.
In this building. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Was it a daycare center?
Yeah, in this building. That was a long time ago, 2002.
Oh, but you weren't. Were you helping on Chris Keller and John Romero?
Oh, that's a learning.
Like, probably half semester.
Very easy temperament.
Nice.
I think
that's
not lucky.
Yeah.
So
maybe
you
just
want to
work on
the
project.
So
is this
thing?
Yeah.
So
you're just
this thing? Yeah, well, she's been at work with me all day. So all day long.
Now are you guys working together?
Yeah.
What is that? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So are you guys having an official meeting? I just sent it off.
Well, I ended
up it. It's official, but it's not official for last meeting.
Will you all reconstitute next?
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I guess not next semester.
Yeah.
She's not going to be here.
Yeah, I think she's just so tired.
It's alright.
Until Deb gets out.
Okay.
Oh, is that right?
No,
right.
Like, come on.
Deb's in charge here. This is her dissertation.
Is there a difference?
These are the numbers for this week.
Oh.
It's going.
Okay.
Oh,
no. Remind me what you did. Oh,
you were
there. The data set, the
whole data
set, the famous one.
You
had
something
hooked out
of it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you for doing it. I love
it's
having
it's you. It's a gift that keeps on
giving. How many years ago
did they say? They gave me that data set in the fall of 2004.
We hope to finish the coding.
We just started this semester.
Yeah,
you're
a nice.
Really?
But we need to learn Russian.
You're doing good, Carlin, for being so tired.
Never get to see her, so you know.
Yes, in fact, over the first
she's in love with the director. And she just stares and smiles. You know, he might remind her of you.
Did you ask her that?
Yeah.
We should try to get going.
I have two patients.
Oh, no, don't worry. I have to go home.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
this is the one.
It's all good. I sample everything.
of all the different colored things.
Oh, yeah.
September.
She'll be like one and a half. She'll just walk in on her own.
Well, she'll never see Tina again. That's the sad part.
Tina comes here.
Well, someday, we're hoping.
Well, if she comes to LIU Post for her master's
degree. She's not. Well, that's true. You did apply here, so
yeah.
That's...
Yeah, see?
She wants to go to a good person. Just kidding. I'm kidding.
Sounds like dad. Sounds like dad.
What? Dad, uh-oh.
All right.
All right.
See you guys later.
Happy holidays. See you in Uganda. All right. So, I hope that was worth it. Okay, we tried to work it out, and then we didn't think it was going to work out, and I was surprised too when she showed up. So I wanted to bring her in because everybody wanted to see her back in September, so it just didn't work out. Anyway, we have the ratings and everything, and you know, people did pretty well. I went back and... you know, when I calculate these are Pearson correlations, and I do it quickly. It's easy to run a Pearson, and you can get everybody's intercorrelations with everybody else when you run a Pearson correlation. But actually, the statistic that you use formally when you report it in a dissertation or in an article is called an intra-class correlation, which is different from a Pearson. And so the reason why I don't run intra-class correlations is that you can only do two at a time. It just takes a lot of time to do that. So it's much easier with a Pearson. You can just run them all in one shot with one click of the mouse. But with an intra-class, you have to do each one individually. So I just picked out a few random ones. So the correlation between Kimmy and Deb Japco, which is this one, intra-class, it's actually 0.70, which is the cutoff that we're looking for. So that is reliable. So Kimmy and Deb J, for this particular assignment, these 46 word blocks, is a reliable correlation. Melissa?
The way that works then is, could you just... consider like anyone that has like a 5, 3, 5 and above?
Not exactly, but I did run some others. Okay, so for example, Deb J and Melissa S, this one, is 0.61. So it's below, but it's in the ballpark anyway. And then I ran this one, Deb Chu and Melissa is 0.61 as well. Okay. Then I also ran this one, Kimmy with Deb Chu, and that was 0.68, so just really, really close to the threshold that we're looking for. And then I ran the intra-class correlation for Aaron and Michelle, which was the highest one in the group. Now, you guys did this independently of each other?
Mm-hmm.
You guys are doing the mind meld thing.
Yeah.
That was 0.75, so that was the highest correlation among everybody, and that was 0.75, which was also reliable. So, you know, we're making progress. I do think that maybe there should be a process where maybe not everybody is going to be doing the coding. I think maybe you should do a couple more practice maybe with the group when I'm not here, like in January, do a couple more practice and then see where we're at. Because I just don't feel confident in anybody's ratings to release people to start coding the real sample, because I think what you're going to do is you're going to run yourself into the ground and you're going to have a a interclass correlation, mean interclass correlation, that you're going to keep chasing to increase, and it's going to increase a little bit over time, but maybe not much. And I think it might. I think it might.
So how come the Pearson correlation, how does that work?
It's a different way of calculating associations between variables. And the interclass correlation is designed to assess the correlation between two raters who are doing this kind of thing. Pearson correlations are done more generally when you're correlating two different variables in a study. So it's just a different kind. I mean, it's very easy to do. It's just that it takes a lot longer because you can only do two at a time. But if you look at the, I also want to point something else out. If you look at the computerized reflective functioning score, now Deb calculated the computerized version of all the word blocks. So this is the computer program that we're kind of working with and against. If you look at the correlations, they're all positive, but only one is even close to being significant, and that's, again, Michelle. She seems to be consistently, this is the second time, consistently in the ballpark with the computerized reflective functioning, but everybody else was positive but non-significant, except for Deb J. Mm-hmm. You were actually negatively correlated with the computerized version. Yes, he will. See, this is the guy who published the computerized reflective functioning scale. He's a friend of mine. He's at City College, and he's on the doctoral faculty there. And we were both trained by Kernberg. He went through the same program I did a couple of years after I did. And he published the paper on this computerized reflective functioning scale. I think he's excited. He wants it to be validated by the manual coding. And it doesn't look like that's going to happen with these kinds of, you know, we're correlated with each other. We're starting to, but we're not correlated at all with the computerized version of reflective functioning. So my inclination is to kind of forget about, just for us anyway, to forget about the computerized reflective functioning. Obviously, there's something going on there. The program, my own view is that the program that they created, the software program, doesn't capture manualized RF. It's just, I'm getting that sense. Well, that's what I thought too, but, you know, it'd be nice if you could pick his brain about why he thought that, because that's what seems to be happening. We're not anywhere near achieving reliability with the computerized RF. And, you know, I'm okay with that. I've made my peace with that. But Eric's not going to like that at all. He's going to be very disappointed. Howard Steele will. Because he makes a lot of money training people to do this by hand. So, you know, he's got a financial interest in it. But my concern primarily is our reliability with each other. And that still needs improvement. So I don't think it's very helpful for us to keep, like when you take over for me in training people, to keep calculating the CRF. I think we can just forget that now. But and we've burned through all 10 of the transcripts, the practice transcripts, right? There's no more? Right. We only had 10. So what we could do is, I'm sure nobody remembers their ratings from the first one. You could just go back and repeat back, Melissa.
I don't know if this would be helpful or not, but I was just wondering, since we're going to be getting word blocks that are sort of from all over the place, would it be helpful to send us scrambled transcripts? Because that might be also impacting the way we're coding things, because although you're supposed to take each transcript as an isolated word, each word block is isolated, mm-hmm. you still know what was said before.
Right, but okay, so I could argue that actually could, as supposed to help people have high, artificially high reliabilities.
Well,
Well, no, because maybe some people are inflating their scores because they understand the context and say, oh, yeah, well, he was talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
And other people are just taking it as, I'm not saying this happened. I just thought.
You want to name names?
Yeah, I'll throw everyone on the bus. No, but also that would give us more material to work with because you could just scramble whatever you have.
Oh, yeah, I like that idea. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, it makes you overthink it, too. So, like, you just read, like, and my dad, like, and then next line, and then you're like, I know I'm not supposed to think of it, but now it's there. And so then I think, yeah, I can just kind of mess with the code that you give it because you either don't imply enough out of the test.
And since we're going to be doing it that way, it's probably...
Well, I think that's the strongest argument because that's how we're really going to be coding these things. Mm-hmm. They're going to be independent of any kind of contextual grounding. So the disadvantage, though, is more work.
Sure.
Well, it's more work for these two and Arlene to do. You know, not only are they still working on cutting up the real sample, which are literally thousands. It's thousands, right? It's 3,000 something? Or? A little over 3,000 word blocks, right? But now you want them to do 10 more transcripts. I mean, what's 10 transcripts when you're doing 127? I don't know.
Most of them,
I
think, still get the email. I mean, you know, like, I don't know, like, if you get the email, there was only 10, right? I'm trying to think, I don't know if you cut those up. Like, I mean, they're all in the email. You have to cut them up, they just copy it. Like, they're already in the email, they're already done. It's not like you have to.
Right, they're already cut.
Yeah, like we bought that, but like they're already worked.
So like the numbers, yes. You can even keep the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And just move three from three.
Yeah. So like the same transcript, just move around the word.
Oh. Or from other transcripts, like take, shuffle all the threes, shuffle all the 42s, shuffle all the 30s, so that you don't have to change the numbers, you just have to move document to document.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Like, so there are 10 transcripts. And how many word blocks is reasonable for you guys to code it on a weekly basis? 40, 50? 40. All right, so you take, let's say 45. You take 15, wait a minute. You take, let's say, 4 from each transcript. So, like, let's say the first 4 word blocks of transcript 1, the first 4 word blocks of transcript 2, all the way to transcript 10. So then you've got 40 word blocks. Right? Now, there is some context if you're taking the first 4.
Yeah.
But maybe you could kind of mix them up
with it.
Yeah, something like that. Does that make sense? Maybe you two could work on that for January.
Yeah, we could have that. Okay.
So when are you guys going to reconvene? When's the semester start?
The next one?
Is it the... 14th or the 21st? 21st? Is it the day after Martin Luther King Day? Okay. The 21st. Or the 20th.
So
you could reconvene on the 22nd.
Yeah. Are we going to the
15th? Yeah, let's keep it. Let's keep that.
I could try to Skype in, but it would be midnight, so I need my beauty rest. So does that make sense? Okay. What else? So that should solve some of the contextual interferences. Should we go over some items? Now, I think Deb wanted to go over. She cornered me earlier and said she was enthusiastically overjoyed to go over a couple of items, so.
Yeah,
did I misinterpret that?
I just noticed a couple weeks ago where I was like really different from some of the others.
So. Okay, which items? Number 6 and number 8. So we have 664 and then 354. And which one do you have? Okay, you're the one last one. So you're 4. Yes. So you're the 4 right there, and then so 664 and 354. So actually, you were not the lowest. Michelle is the lowest. Huh?
I thought I was the lowest.
No, you're not the lowest. But I mean, there's a pretty large difference on this item. So I think it would be instructive. We have everything from a 3 to a 6. So we've got questionable RF all the way up to above ordinary RF. We can't have that kind of a difference. So let's review word block 6. You want me to read? Okay. And I'm talking to you in my mind, and that just sort of happens like that. And so I started to work things out. I'm reading 7? Oh, sorry. All right, let's try that again. Do that. That type of situation tends to, like when I've got a limited amount of time to write a paper, say, or a limited amount of time, say, to see you, then I think it would induce me to bring up things that are bothering me. But I think now that I've just sort of been fading a little bit. Now I find that it's more of a deliberate thing when I do think about this. By actually come here or what's been going on between us and things like that, although I, and one of the things I do tend to slip into is like whenever I run into a situation that I sort of out of in my mind now, that I want to sort out in my mind now, I have like a sort of another part of my mind that's sort of a fantasy of you. It's a little bit convoluted. So we go to the manual and we go to the 4 categories. Awareness of the nature of mental states, the explicit effort to tease out mental states underlying behavior, recognizing developmental aspects of mental states, and the 4th one, mental states in relation to the interviewer. Now we do have possibly mental states in relation to the interviewer, which we don't usually see, because this patient is referring to the therapist. So let's go with our most fastidious coder, Deb, and Deb highlights, like when I've got a limited amount of time to write a paper, say, or a limited amount of time, say, to see you, then I think it would induce me to bring up things that are bothering me, but I think now that I've just sort of been fading a little bit, I have like a sort of another part of my mind that's sort of a fantasy of you. And Deb denoted 4.2.5, evaluating mental states from the point of view of its impact on behavior of self and or other. Now, how many people identified 4.2.5? Okay, so everybody, mm-hmm. we don't know about Kimmy or Michelle, but we know that everybody here did that. Okay. Now, among the people who are here, we have DevJ6, Melissa6, and Aaron's the only one we don't have, so let me...
I had a four.
It was a four, okay. So we have Melissa and DevJ against DevC and Aaron. Go to it. I want to see some good jabbing. Some... So a little bit of a, I have an epiphany now. I'm thinking something now in light of.
By the 2 in a 4.2 section.
Mm-hmm.
I also have
4.4.1. Yes, now some of you did not include what I thought might be considered. You had 4.4.1.
Yeah.
Acknowledging the separateness of minds. Did you have that as well, Melissa?
It was 4.4, I don't have the exact 4.4, but you know, when also, I like to another part of my mind that's sort of like a sea of you. And then the overall thing. The overall sense of the relation to the energy, so I kept 4.4, and then how much category that was on, or which subcategory. I also had 4.1.3, but I think it would induce me to, sort of like, not sure.
So there are limitations yeah. on his insight.
Yeah.
So let's see, let's count them up. We have 4.1.3, we have 4.2.5, we have 4.4, and it's questionable what subcategory, but we have 4.4. 4.3.4, envisioning changes of mental states between past and present and future. It's similar to this freshness of recall. I think you guys were getting at the same thing, right? Is it freshness of recall and thinking about mental states, or is it envisioning changes of mental states between past and present and future? That's the question. What do you guys think?
Freshness of recall is like yeah, I guess it could be. Yeah, like I thought of it more as a change between past and present, because the, you know, I find now it's sort of more of a deliberate thing is when I do it. So realizing now that you think differently than you used to be called.
Let me read you a couple of 4.3.5 examples. I think not only did my mother hold on to me very tight, but I wrenched away very hard. And those two actions made it much more extreme than it might otherwise have been. What do you think?
4.5.
Oh, I'm sorry. I need my glasses. Okay.
Just a carnival game.
Now I just want him to be healthy and happy with what he has, but I know once he's born, I'll want him to be prime minister.
I would say that's
4.3.
Not freshness. Right,
yeah. I think it's more talking about what they want in the future. The difference between thinking now and the future. That's right. And let me read you the other one then.
I still feel the same way about him dying. It was cruel and unfair for someone so young and with so much more to give to die. So I don't think my feelings have changed, but now, as I think about it, I realize that in fact I hardly ever think about him or his death these days, and I actually, well, probably resent it a bit when other people keep talking about him. And I tend to think it's freshness in the current example. Do people see that? So I think I would agree with Aaron on that. But having said that, so let's count these up. So we had 4.2.7, which is what we just agreed on. We have 4.1.3, limitations on insight. We have 4.4. Anything else? I'm going to omit the one we just talked about, the 4.3.4. I don't think that it is that.
But. And the reason I gave it a 6 was because I felt like it hit, like it started to have some of those categories that of higher reflective functioning. So, like I don't know if it was the puzzle or like the interacting and impacting mental states when he says, or she says, what's been going on between us and things like that, or another part of my mind that's sort of a fantasy of you. So I wasn't sure.
So for ordinary RF, has to contain some feature which makes reflection explicit. So, are we in agreement that there's something explicit here?
Yeah.
So, Deb and Aaron need to tell us why it's less than ordinary. What's that? So you go to a 5?
Yeah. I'm still questioning.
Okay.
I guess I don't really. I understand why the different. I think I still don't see it as explicit as a which is it the interaction between the that part?
Yeah, or I saw like the pause between the, sort of like how I was feeling at one time impacted my behavior and that's impacting how I'm feeling now. So
like the feeling.
Yeah, when I had a limited amount of time to say these things induce me to bring things up here that are bothering me, but now I think I've sort of been fading a little bit and it's more of like a deliberate thing. So it's a lot of like mental state is impacting behavior, is impacting mental state, is impacting behavior.
I also just like in my mind, I feel like I know what the five first things would be. I feel like it would be more than just a 4, but I don't know. I mean, I could see putting the example to a 5.
Yeah.
It might, when I do it, if I see like two different codes, less than. Yeah, I guess I haven't thought, I didn't think of the other codes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's why. But I can see with the other codes why it would be messed up. I guess a little. I didn't think it was as explicit, I guess, initially.
Now, if we look at Deb Jabko's 26 rules for coding RF. It's rule number 24. Within one word block, two different categories in the subsections, score of 4. We have 3 different. So I'm thinking at least a 5. I don't know about a 6, but if you had given a 5 rather than a 4, then you'd be within one of each other. Right, so
we could debate about a 5 or a 6. No. Melissa and Deb, you gave it a 6.
So why a 6 and not a 5?
I thought it was more causal. I think every time I see an interview, the patient is being a PowerPoint for that. I think that it's kind of, it just kind of highlights it.
So anything to do with when the person recognizes the interviewer, the intent of it?
I wouldn't make that.
No, I just, for me, I wouldn't say it's a rule. For me, I guess I kind of like do it well with paper.
No, you will get it again.
Yeah,
okay, yeah.
Definitely know, like, if it's a 4.4 category, it needs a higher depth of attachment attention.
So, I mean, the bottom line is it's a 5 or a 6, so I can't see a 4, given the rules that we've created. So Michelle gave it a 3. She's not here to defend herself.
I mean, because basically what the patient's saying is, I have you in front of your fantasy. That's pretty effective. You know, it's more to me.
It's saying my image of you is not who you really are. I mean, the separateness of minds is extremely explicit there. You can't get more explicit about it. Again, though, whether it's a 6, I'm not totally sure.
Okay, I'll bump it up to a 5.
Okay. All right, so you guys are on the same page then. All right, well, I mean, within one, we're going to do very well if we can get within one of everybody. Sadly, we're out of time. It's been real, guys. I wish we, you know, were further along in the training than we are, but, you know, we did our best in the semester that we had, and I'm just hoping that Deb can follow through and, you know, bring you guys to a higher ground.
And then after the practice test next.
And I don't know where Arlene is. It's upsetting to me.
I saw her earlier today.
You saw Arlene earlier today?
Yeah, I did.
It's very strange.
She walked out of it. I checked. She
texted me. I thought she out.
Oh, really?
She has your number now.
Well, Valita said she had a hard time getting into the building. And she got in only because that little door that comes straight up here was not, it was propped open. So I hope that wasn't the case.
She would text up. Yeah, I remember now.
Okay. So I don't know what's going on. But that's disappointing. So, all right. Well, thanks everybody for a great semester. And you guys going to follow through next semester? You guys going to be part of it? I won't be here, but Deb will sign all your timesheets. you guys met Pam, you know where her office is? Do you know? You know, she'll sign the timesheets, and hopefully she'll do that. And 9 to 5, but I know you've been...
I'm having
complications. Yeah, I know. So, but you...
Right?
Huh?
Couldn't they leave it in her mailbox?
Well, I think to start off, they should probably meet her face-to-face. Yeah, she doesn't know who they are. So, you know, go to her and explain and
call, but you have her number now, so
yes.
Call her ahead of time. Yeah. Hit me. Right. Yeah. Got it.
Yeah,